First time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. Won't you do it all the time? Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Fishy Radio. Sitting here with my two girls, Heather and Jeannie. Girls, tell them hello. What's up?
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Today we're going to be talking about things that we do on the water when we don't fish. You might be thinking, It's a good question.
Do we do anything besides fish?
Do you fish? That's a great question.
Things that make you go,
Well, with all the bad weather we've had lately, obviously fishing has been scarce here and there. There's all storms coming in. So, Jeannie, what do you do? What do you do when you are sitting at the house landlocked with wind faster than you can believe, but you still want to get Jolene out on the water? What do you do?
Pout. Pout like a two-year-old.
Okay, after you're done pouting,
kick my feet and stomp. Throw a fit. Little tantrum. And then I go hook Jolene up to the back of my truck anyhow.
Yeah.
Run her to the boat ramp.
Yeah.
And if it's anything less than 3-foot rollers,
you're in.
We're out. We go. Yep. So, yeah, with, like you said, with this weather, August is the hottest month we have here in Florida, so it really makes fishing challenging. It's just like we get hot, you know, the fish get hot, so you get a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the evening, and that's really all you get for fishing. But the rest of the day, you know, if you don't want to, it is sometimes it's kind of nice to go out and fish till 9-10 o'clock, then put the boat, you know, on the trailer, go home, take a nap, do your chores, and then go back out at 5 or so, and that's usually how it works. But with the weather, the wind being so challenging, I hate fishing in the wind. I hate it. We've had the storms, like you mentioned. We have our normal, typical afternoon storms. Then we've had the hurricanes that have come through, yada, yada, yada. So, anyhow, we can still get out there and do things. Here lately, I've been doing some stuff that I've actually never done before, because I am one of them diehard people that, you know, just goes out to fish. So I always have my day planned. I always have my day scheduled. I know what I'm going to do. And I just go out and fish. And but here lately, I've actually been doing a lot of exploring, a lot of sandbar hopping, a lot of seeing new things, doing new things, going to new places, finding new sandbars that I didn't even know were there.
Yeah.
Going out and just going to restaurants by the water. You know, just doing things that I wouldn't normally do just because I sit at the house having DTs wanting to get the dang boat on the water. One way or another, I'm getting the boat on the water, even if it's 110 degrees. So if it's 110 degrees outside, then I'm going to go hub up to a sandbar somewhere with a cooler full of beer, find
That's
a friend,
right.
And and I'm going to get my tail in the water and still have a good day.
Absolutely. Now, don't get me wrong. I love to fish.
Mm-hmm.
I love to fish. But there's always them days you seem to have better... I personally seem to have better days on the days where I don't fish.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yes.
Whether it's like just stopping to smell the roses, looking
right.
at things nature has out there.
Right.
I know there's a sandbar there. I run over it almost every day. Sometimes hit bottom, but
right.
I've never actually stopped and got
right.
out and walked on.
It's amazing how many things we see, but we don't look at.
Yeah.
You know it's there.
Yeah.
You see it as you go by
it
but have
granted.
You ever stopped and looked at it?
No.
No,
mm-hmm.
have no idea what's on it, what it really, how far it goes. I know it from a nautical perspective in the way of don't cut it too short, don't hit it, that type
yeah,
of thing.
Right.
But to actually like a sandbar, to get out on a sandbar and plunder around on it and pull the boat up to it, and this is all new territory to me.
No,
you know,
absolutely.
And we did it as kids, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
It's you know, that was, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Something like that. Yeah. So now it's a little bit.
We were not that long ago. A couple of years ago, we were just kids. Yeah.
But yeah, it is kind of nice. I've been playing a lot on the Cape Hayes bar, which I like a lot because it's full of grass. And I think that's one of the differences with the Cape Hayes bar is it's not actually a sandbar. It's full of grass. And to watch that grass lay over when the water recedes and that bar come out of the water. And it's amazing the life, the critters, the creatures that we have in that grass as opposed to just on a regular old sandbar. So
yeah,
the sandbar hopping's kind of a lot of fun. I'm starting to dig it.
It is. It's like, you know, you go to one party or whatever, and you're like, this sucks. So, you know, this is not really what I'm... You just jump in the boat, you fire it up, go to the next one.
You know, and it's amazing, too, you know, first of all, drunk people, but whatever. You know, but it's like, you know... boaters, you know, the boating community, we don't seem to know any strangers, you know, so you can pull up to the sandbar and not know anybody, but as you're making your round around that sandbar, everybody that's sitting on the sandbar waves at you as you go by while you're hunting a place to park your boat, you know. So like the boating community just doesn't, we know no strangers, so even if you don't know anybody, you go pull up to it and you're gonna have friends, especially that's if you have beer on your boat, you know.
One actually comes to mind, one that as a kid we went in our little dinghies, we got off the we get done working on the shrimp boat, we jump in the skiff and go right to what we call Christmas Tree Island, which is actually called Picnic Tree.
Okay.
Picnic Island,
Picnic
I think
Island.
It's called. Yep. But the only reason why we always called it Christmas Tree Island, because now we're kids, teenagers, and you know, you're doing things you might not should be doing when you're a teenager, you know. But like I said, we all had boats.
What?
We didn't have cars. We had boats, so that's what we did, you know. So we go out to the island, and we do things that normal teenagers do.
Fishing. You know? Fishing, you mean fishing and
barbecuing. And by the end of the weekend, you know, all the trees were decorated with a lot of cool things, and... we called it Christmas Tree Island because when you rolled away from there, it looked like a Christmas tree lit up. But so that's a real good one that we actually go to a lot.
That's pretty awesome.
And you can go there any weekend, whether it's September or whether it's February or March, and there's always going to be some boats tied up to the bottom right there.
And that's what's so awesome about it, too, is stories like that, the memories that you make. Of course, we all have our fishing stories and, of course, the one that got away and the big one and whatnot, but... you know, and especially if you take the kids, you know, you go out there with your youngins and whatnot, and you do stuff like that, and then they grow up to tell them stories.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the memories that you create by actually stopping to, as you said, stopping to smell the roses.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, I got lifetime of memories and good and bad. The one that comes to mind, that is not necessarily me, but my brother, he had grown boy twins at a young age. He was 18 when he had his boys and girl, and my daughter was only a year behind his, so he thought it was going to be a great idea to take the kids out to Christmas Tree Island for the weekend. You know, it's where everybody goes, you know, goes out there, hangs out, kids everywhere, it's just having, it's a great deal. And at that time we had about a 10-foot aluminum boat with like a 5-horse on it, and he was packed it up with the camping gear, and it was him and three kids, and they were probably they were too young to be in school, so I'd say they were younger than 5 years old. This is a great idea. You know, let's do this. Go with your Uncle Gaga. Have fun, you know.
Right?
You know what I mean? Well, if you ever go to Christmas Tree Island from Matlachet or from the island, you know that the intercoastal runs right at the tip of, there's an island at St. James, and then the Christmas Tree Island pokes right, it's right on the other side. Well, the intercoastal cuts them in half.
Okay.
And boats go through there, and I'm talking speed boats. They go through on plane, and it throws wakes bad.
Yeah.
Well, what happens when the wake hits the sand lump, it makes waves, big waves.
Okay.
Well, here we are in a 10-foot aluminum boat with a 5-horse.
Oh, no.
They got it loaded down with camping supplies.
Uh-huh.
And three kids that are probably, I'd say, 4 years old, maybe. And him only.
Wow.
Well, yeah, they... it's almost impossible to miss. To miss it, you just gotta hope for the best. So he headed right into it. Man, they hit a wave, and a big old boat came through there, and that 10-foot John boat stood straight up and down.
Oh.
The kids' stuff fell out of the boat, and the kids were hanging on for dear life.
Wow!
And the boat came down, and everything was fine. But literally, the boat stood straight up in the air.
Wow!
And of course, my brother was. going crazy, and the kids were like, "Woo! This is awesome!" You know, like they had no idea they almost died.
Right. He's all worried, and they're having a great time.
They get to the island, and they had a great time.
Yeah,
they had a great time. Campfires, snow, sandcastles, shelling. They did all that. But to this day, they're 20 years old now. And to this day, if you ask them what was the best thing they ever did, they'll tell you it was the boat ride to Christmas Tree Island. It wasn't about the memories they made all weekend on doing things. They just always, you know, four-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And they remember that boat ride. They thought it was a real carnival,
carnival ride. They did. That was anyway, a heck of a Ferris wheel, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So that is a good spot to go. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
Really, it is
It's really nice.
And it's also good, like, on 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
Where you can catch everybody's fireworks, whether it's Sanibel, Fort Myers Beach.
You have a view all the way around right there.
Cape Corals.
Yeah.
They have their big, you can see them all. And that's actually a real cool place to go to
see
things
down
there.
I bet it is. That sounds interesting.
Yep. Oh, Christmas Tree Island.
Christmas Tree Island.
And, like, Frank would laugh at me right now, because if you tried to find that on a map, you'd be like, you wouldn't find it.
I guess the
real name is Picnic Island.
Yes.
For those you wondering.
I remember Picnic Island. I remember that from being a kid, yeah. Yeah, but it is nice. You know, September, now we're getting back into the fall, well, for Florida, you know, the fall months. And I noticed the last couple days walking outside in the morning, it seems like the humidity's starting to go a little bit more. And we're going to start getting into our negative tides, and our redfish are going to start coming back in from the pass and start spawning, and we're back into, hopefully we can get back into fishing here in a little bit. But, you know, August and the beginning of September, like we are now, is just, it's really challenging. So it's just really nice to just kind of fall back a little bit and just go out and watch the sunset, or just take the boat and go to a restaurant.
I totally agree with you, whether it's like that or, like, you know, a lot of us, obviously, like a lot of people that live around here, the economy is driven by the up north crowd.
Right.
So if you could take that time in August or September, or even the beginning part of October, which are beautiful months of the year for fishing and just being out on the water, that is almost gets you reset for the busy time ahead. And, and we usually do that. We try to do that very often.
Yeah. And it's nice, you know, we've had, of course, our rains have been really challenging. I think it was two weeks ago, we were, your thunderstorm hopping, you know, you're going from, you can see one over there and one over there, so you need to go the opposite direction. But we are very fortunate, you know, we can't really use that too much as an excuse, because we are really fortunate with modern technology now that, you know, we've got the Doppler radar right on our telephone now. You know, you can pull it up on the My Radar app, you know, exactly where, you know, so it's, you know, of course we do have to watch the weather, but you know, we're fortunate to be able to see. You know, we can't really use that as an excuse anymore, I guess, is where I'm going with that. You know, we can see where that storm's going. We can always duck in and hide somewhere. Yeah. You can always stay at the restaurant just a few minutes later. Or, you know, you can run the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You know, we do get them little sporadic, scattered thunderstorms, you know. But but we're fortunate that we can't use that as an excuse anymore.
I mean,
so,
especially Charlotte Harbor, you know how the weather, what it does when it gets to Charlotte Harbor, it does funny things.
Yep.
And there's lots of times I can stand on the end of Boquilla Pier and just watch you guys get hammered.
Yeah.
While I'm standing there with a cold drink in the sunshine with my flip-flops on, you know, going, them poor people, and vice versa. And you can literally see it. And sometimes we make it a good, maybe another thing, our parents cut us loose, probably should have. One other crazy thing we used to do when we were kids, we would run from the storms.
Yeah.
You know, just see how far you can make it. If you get caught, you lose.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So basically,
exactly.
Whoever had the fastest rig at that point won.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, there's so much other things to do.
Yeah.
Than to fish. It offers way, way, way more.
Yes. And it's nice, again, because this time of year we can do that. We can stop and you know, enjoy it, smell the roses, like you said. And so we've got a lot of, we're fortunate to have a lot of restaurants on the water that we can go to.
Yeah.
We have a lot of sandbars that we can party at with a lot of cool people that, you know, just Just, again, don't know any strangers or, you know, it's almost, it's like you're always welcome to pull up, you know, anytime. Right. So, and it's nice, again, this time of year because it's 110 degrees outside. It's noon. You want to be on the boat, but dang, it's hot. So go pull up to that bar and play Frisbee and take your dog with you.
Walk
and
the just, dog. Dog
right,
loves
do
it.
All that stuff that you ain't done, you know. And that's, like I said, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm discovering new territory here. This is new country to me, new ground with this whole pulling up to sandbar thing because, you know, I'm not very focused, get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm at the boat ramp by 6:30, you know, go fish for a couple hours, then I'm back in, you know, and very focused on fishing that I've really not played a whole lot, and this is really super cool.
No, absolutely. You talked about earlier about when you do go fishing around our weather in the summer, you get up real early, you go fishing for a few hours in the morning, then you come home. I call it taking an old lady nap.
Yeah.
And then around, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, get back on the water and hit it right before. Well, hey, what's a better thing to do than in that time, instead of taking an old lady nap, you know, just go hang out on the sandbar. Or, you know, go have lunch at one of the restaurants you can.
Right.
The millions of restaurants around here that you can access by water, whether it's Lee County or Charlotte County.
Yep.
There's so much things. We used to do that when we worked during the day commercially. We'd always go to Barnacle Fills and we'd get a we'd just throw the anchor out there and we'd go down the dock and we'd get a cheeseburger. We'd go back to the shrimp boat. We eat it right on the shrimp boat, you know.
Yeah.
And then when we got done, we just went back to work.
You know? And we talked earlier too about, you know, eating on the water or eating by boat, you know, kind of like eating in the woods. Like you can have the same exact thing and that you cook in the woods. You can cook that in the kitchen. And for some reason, it just tastes so much better in the woods.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about it, but
it does.
It's the same thing on
the
boat.
Atmosphere.
I think so. You're right. It's the environment, you know. So I think it's the same thing on the boat. Like you can, you know, again, you can go to Lazy Flamingo with your truck and sit there and eat supper, but it's just not nearly as great when you go there by water.
I agree with you. I mean, there's times, a lot of times I'm at Lazy Flamingo, and of course I drove there, you know, because I'm, and you just stare out them, that big old plated glass window they have that faces the water, and you're going, dang it, man, I am on the wrong side
Why
of this thing, you know?
Why did I come here by truck?
Right before the sun goes down, everybody gets done eating and goes out on their boat, and they go out there and watch the great sunset.
Right.
Or,
and that's the other thing, too, is, you know, you can do that, so you have your couple drinks, you eat your supper, you get back on the boat because it's fixing to get dark, you need to start headed to the house, and and you get out there and that sun starts going down, you know, and then
and
Mother
you get a little chilly
you,
a little bit because you've been running on plane, you got a little wet, but the sun's not beating on you, so you feel like it's, you know, it's still 900 degrees out, but it don't feel like it.
Mother Nature gives you all these pretty colors, you know, to stare at in the sky, and I don't know how many times I've been on plane watching all of this, and we'll just stop, just come to a dead stop in the middle of the harbor, shut it down, and just sit there, maybe crack open another beer, get a water out of the cooler or whatever, and just sit there right in the middle of the harbor all by yourself. It's typically glass calm at this time of night, you know, and just watch
it,
that sun go down.
It's just all about the senses, you know, your smell, the sight, you know, the touch,
right,
the feel, you know, like. And people call me crazy, and you can too, and I probably am a little crazy.
No, you are.
That smell of nasty mud.
Yeah.
On low tide.
I love that.
I love it.
Rotten mangroves.
It smells like rotten, decaying nastiness, which it probably is, but there's something about that. Like when we have family members drive through Matt Lachey, before you go over the bridge, usually that's where it gets real pungent on low tide. I mean, it is pretty, sometimes, I mean, I've smoked
it
my whole life, and I get to the point where I'm like, okay, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
And everybody always says, what is that? You know, I'm like, get used to it. That's what you're going to be smelling all week, you know.
Welcome to Florida.
But
you're
it's just something about being out there in the peace and quiet.
It is. And seeing things that you just, either you've not done it before, or it's probably been years since the last time you did it. Just slow down a
bit. Well, I mean, now with technology and stuff, our lives are pretty much based on technology these days. I mean, I wish I didn't have a cell phone at some point, but I need a cell phone, you know,
in case the boat don't start.
You know, I think back when we were kids, and I try to tell stories about to my kids now about what we did. You know, we went out in the woods. We built tree houses. You know, sharpen sticks and the knives. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All the stuff that, you
whittled
know.
It with your pocket knife.
Fun, right. The pocket knife that you ain't supposed to have. You know
don't
what
let
I mean?
Your mama find
you
it.
Do all that. That was cool. Be home before the streetlights, my mom always used to say. Before the streetlights on, come home. But now it's like, can you please put that down and go outside? Go play in traffic. I want my kids. Get outside. My parents. Go play in traffic. I don't care what you do. Just get outside and be home before the lights come on.
I remember my mama used to tell us, go play in traffic. You know? I remember that.
With my kids, we got back to that.
Street lights were curfew.
Yeah, man. Yep. I mean, back when you played kickball in the sand lot, you know, that kind of stuff. The cool things, you know. Which, nowadays, looking back on it, it taught us a lot of stuff.
It really did.
Now, if we were stuck behind a video game or a cell phone, we would not... Well, I guess you could Google it.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have to use encyclopedias. You remember them things?
Yeah, I remember they used to come to your house and knock on the door. My mom bought those, man. She apparently thought they were going to make us smarter. But
they were, I guess they were, like, so expensive that you had to buy them in, like, blocks.
You had to buy five at a time.
You couldn't buy the whole thing. You know, what did we do before Google? Well, we had encyclopedias.
I say that to my kids, and they look at me like I got two heads. Like, what is that?
Right, yeah, exactly.
So it's always good to get back to nature, get back to the things that made us the people we are today.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, we can still do that same stuff. Those same resources are still available to us.
Absolutely.
The same, everything's still available to us. It's just we get so busy doing this, that, and the other thing. And it really is, it's so peaceful, and it's just... It's good for the soul, you know. Yeah. It's amazing how you can just go out there on the water and take you a really short boat ride. It doesn't even have to be nothing. Take you a really short boat ride, watch the sun go down, put it back on the trailer, and your mood is completely different than it was when you when you got on that boat. You know, you're just more settled, more relaxed. Everything's just better.
Absolutely.
You know, and try to just kick it back a notch, you know.
Slow it down a few.
Right. Yeah. Put them youngins on that boat. Make them have fun. Yeah, you know, make them have a good time.
Well,
make them...
when you start doing that, you'll realize that it won't be that hard to do.
Exactly.
You know, it's just something that a lot of people aren't exposed to.
Right. You know? Just get so busy with so many things that I think we think are important at the time that we really lose track of what really is important.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, our weather is terrible. All the storms, but that sometimes that weather can be good for the soul too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about getting back to nature and doing things outside,
Heather's got stories.
Heck yes. Yeah. I've been discovering new areas, new parks and all that. Going hiking with the kids. Actually found a little creek that, well, it's not that little, but a creek in Northport that we found going up there, hiking through the woods, playing in the creek a little bit, and it's actually not very far from the house either, so we've been riding our bikes as well.
Yeah, see, that's cool, man.
Yeah. Nice.
Everybody saw that Facebook meme, which is 150% true. It's like the way that you used to tell your friend was home was by the bikes parked outside.
It's true.
You knew they were home then because you know that the bike was out there. So
yeah, you're getting back to that kind of
attitude.
And you said that you started doing that with the youngins because you were tired of watching YouTube. You were tired of them watching it.
Just all the kids' cartoons and all that. Just it's background noise now.
Yeah, it is. And some of that stuff is just not, I mean, I've watched some of that stuff, some of the stuff that these youngins are watching. Now, if we can get them on the boat or get them in the woods or get them anywhere for 5 minutes.
It's way better.
It's 5 minutes less of that stuff is okay.
So much. It's family memories, too.
Right,
stuff
exactly.
Stuff that you can't see in pictures and
absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to start fishing again here soon because them redfish are coming back
now. It's game on.
That's right.
Game on.
In the meantime, I'm going to the sandbar again on Sunday, I'll see y'all there.
All right, well, I guess that's it for Fishy Radio. Check out our Facebook page, Fishy Radio. And, ladies, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Or, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you at the
sandbar. I'll see y'all next week.
Same time, same place. Tight lines, y'all.
Y'all take care.